between the Yehuda and the Rabbanon is only after this temet started to ferment. And that's when the Yehuda says it's called Yayin, and therefore Yechayiv and Trumas and Maisus. And therefore I'll tell you that Umas Nisan Rabbi Yehuda, our Mishnah that says that after the temet starts to ferment, it's called wine, that you could buy it with Moyes of Maisus Sheni, and if it falls into the mikvah, does not pass through the mikvah, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Rabbanon, it's still called water. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's called Yayin, after it starts to ferment. And the Mishnah says, V'chein Omer Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Chanina, B'shehech Mitzmach Leikis, that the Mach Leikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon is after the Temet starts to ferment. So Mel is good, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the Mishnah says this Temet, after it started to ferment, that's when it has a Shem Yayin, and that's when you can buy it with Mois Meser Sheini. Now the Gemara says, V'yom Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Abaravua, Temet Shaloko Bekesev Meiser. If somebody took his money of Meiser Sheini, again, first he had Paris that he took off Meiser Sheini from, and he was paid that Paris onto money, and now the money takes up to Yerushalayim, so the money has Kedusha, and in Yerushalayim he's supposed to buy food, so then it's this Chal again, the Kedusha goes off the money, and it goes onto the food. But he has to buy food, wine, and not water. So let's say he went and bought Temet, he bought this drink, again, that the water was poured over the grapes, the pits and shells, so Temet Shaloko Bekesev of Meiser. And right now, it did not ferment yet. After you bought it later, a few days later, then it first started to ferment. So at the time when you bought it, it wasn't called the Yayin yet. Still, the Chiddush is that the Korna Maisa, yes, the sale took place. Korna Maisa means that the Kedusha of the money went off the money and went on to this drink, went on to this Temet. Even though at the time when you bought it, it was not the Yayin yet, still it's considered Korna Maisa. Rashi says, Misha Mois B'yod, whoever has the money, Yochol Ochloi Chuslu Shlayim. With that money, he can do whatever he wants with it, and eat something with it, even outside Yerushalayim. The nation is Chal Ala Temet, because the Kedusha of the money went off the money already, and went on to this Temet. So Rashi says, Dido Loi Hechmet, because if it would not ferment at all, Hevi Hanech Mois, Chamim B'tushasayu, B'yad HaMoicher. Then the Pshat, that money was still retained, its Kedusha of Maisa Sheini, because you bought water with it, and water is not nitfas with Kedusha, it's Maisa Sheini, so the Kedusha would still stay in the money. But now that this Temet is considered like wine, therefore the Kedusha goes on to the wine and leaves the money. So more is the question, my time, what's the reason? The Chor, at the time when you bought it, it was not called Yain yet, it did not ferment yet. So we hold like a Yehuda, so Chor, it's not called wine, so why does the Kedusha go off the money? So Marin says, Igloi Milsala Mafreya Teperu. We've seen now from before that it really was called a peri, it really was called already grape juice. And Rashi says, the Bishas Lakich, at the time when you bought it, Perihu, the Nichnas Bem Kaycha Chatzanim, that the Kaych from these pits and shells went into the water, and therefore gave it a Kaych to give it a Shem Yain already. Elo Shadain La Nigmer, it didn't finish yet to ferment, to become real wine yet. But the chilul ma'alyu, it's called the good chilul, the dukdusha, goes off the money onto this drink now. Because jimloi hoye yayin b'chatzanim, if the kayach of the wine of the chatzanim did not go into the water, lohoye machmus loylem, then it would never ferment. So since it fermented later, that's a proof that even before the kayach of the yayin of this chatzanim went into this water, and therefore at least the kayach, it has a kayach to become into wine, says nischalol, the kedusha of the money of Maisa Sheini goes off onto this drink. Zemor says, "Soelo masnitzin diktoni hech mitzin loy hech mitzloy." What's the pshat the Mishnah then? The Mishnah says no, that it has to ferment. If it doesn't ferment and you buy it with Maisa Sheini, the Mishnah says it's not called the good lekicha, and the domim still has its kedusha biyad hamoicha. So the question is why? Dilma ishavka heavy mechametz. Like, maybe if they would have let it stay a little bit longer, it would have become Hechmetz. So maybe the Kedusha was Chal. The Rashi says, Heicha the Leisei, come on, if the drink is not here anymore. L'churin Nezel Bas Rubish, go Bas Roiv. For Roiv Machmitzin, and most time when you make this Temed, eventually it will turn and be fermented. Eventually it will come into Yayin. So why does the Mishnah say if you buy this drink and you give the money when it's not fermented yet, it's not Chal the Kedusha on the drink, but the money is still called Kaddish? Why? Let's be afraid that maybe eventually, even though the water is not here around now, this drink, but eventually it was supposed to ferment, and then the Kedusha was Chal upon it. So why does our Mishnah say the case is the Kedusha is still in the money? So Marin says, Mishnah is talking about that Avada, you have some of that temet, some of that drink still left over. You have a leftover in a cup. And that cup, we see now, even days later, it did not ferment. So that's the Mishnah talking about. Even though the drink itself that you were poured in Maaseh Sheni, that drink is not around anymore, still the Kedusha of the money is not nischalo. The money still has its Kedusha. Because we see some of that drink is still left over, and that did not ferment, so we see that drink did not have the koich of the pri, rather it's only called water, and on water the Kedusha does not go off from the money onto the water, therefore that's what the Mishnah means, the pidyon is not chal. But in the case that later on it does ferment, then l'mais the pidyon was chal, even the mafreya, when you first gave the money. Rav Amar Rav, it sounds like this, Ha'amani Reb Yechon ben Nurihi. Rebbe wants to give a new teretz to our Mishnah. Rashi says, Masnis and Viktoni, that actually Hechmas, that before this temet starts to ferment, Poisles a mikvah, it's called water, has a shame, Mayim Shuvim, a pass of the mikvah, and you can't buy it with Moyes, Maisi Sheni. I forgot to pair you, even though, like we're saying now, that since eventually later, it will ferment, so therefore right now it has a shame free. So, what's Shana Mishnah? So Rava wants to say, Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. That's not, we learned like this, a Mishnah Mikvois, that Gimel Lugin Mayim, if you have three Lugim of water, which that is this shear, if you have three Lugim of Mayim Shuvim, water that's in a bucket that was picked up by a person in a Kli, if that goes into a Mikvah before you have Mem So, it passes the Mikvah. So you have now these Gimel Lugim of Mayim, but Chos HaKrutov, you are missing a small amount. A quart of a small measurement was not there. So right now, this water by itself does not pass on the mikvah. It's not a complete gimel lugam of mayim. And what happened was, nofal l'toicha quart of yayin. Now a little bit wine fell into this three lugam and made the shear now into a complete three lugam. But it's not made up completely of water. It's made up with a drop of wine also. And umareyem kamara yayin, the red wine, made the whole water, this whole gimalugim, turn into look like wine. And now v'noflu the mikvah, fell into the mikvah, so lachar is like paslu. Still, these gimalugim, even though they're shuvim, they're from a bucket, it does not pass on the mikvah. Because lamaisi, you do not have gimalugim of water. You have a little bit less, and what was mashlim, the shear, was this yayin. So that's not called mayim, therefore it does not pass on the mikvah. Even though you have gimalugim shleimim, the Rashi says v'kivu nechazosayu the chamra. Since it looks like wine, then for sure lepasta does not passel the mikvah. And Agav Rashi before explains, like we'll soon see, what does it mean? It goes to Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri. Rashi says the also bosa chazus, he goes after the looks. The Yomi says kurta, like we'll soon see, where milk falls into the water and it looks like milk. It looks like water, milk looks like water, that is called water. And then it would pass on the mikvah, like we'll soon see. So far we have the ratio where it's yayin falls in, so then loy paslu, it's not called water, you do not have gimel lugim of water. What's going to be done in a case like this? Gimel lugim mayim, again you have these three lugim, a measurement of water, but chos hakurtev was missing a little bit. Now shenofu l'toicha kurtev cholov, a little bit milk fell into this gimalugim, and it was mashlim. Now you have a complete shear of gimalugim. Umareyem kemara mayim. Elamaisa, it looks like water. So now Elamaisa looks like three lugim of mayim, and they're shuvim. Now, v'noflu mikvah, they fall into a mikvah. Slochru tanakam holds lay paslu, still does not pass on the mikvah. Since Elamaisa, it's not completely three lugim of mayim, there is a little bit of milk here. So they do not go bosa the way it looks, but what it really is, therefore it's not really three lugim of mayim, it does not pass on the mikvah. Rabbi Yechonah ben Uri Yoimi, he says, HaKol Hulach Acher Amar, no, everything goes after the way it looks. So in this last case, since it looks like three lugim of mayim, even though it's not made up completely of water, still it has a loch of mayim, and therefore he holds that it would pass on the mikvah. So what do you see? Lavom Rabbi Yechonah, doesn't Rabbi Yechonah say that Bosa Chazus Azlina, we go after the way it looks. So I'll tell you, Hochinam here also, by this Temed, Zil Bosa Chazusa, Vitaima, go after the way it looks and the way it tastes. Ve Chazusa Dai Mayaninu, that the the way it looks, this temet, it still looks like water. You poured the water over the grapes, over the pits and shells, and the color did not change. And therefore, since it still looks like water, according to Yochanan ben Uri, that our Mishnah says it's called mayim, you can't buy it with mois, maisisheni, it goes according to Yochanan ben Uri. Only after it's hechmetz, then it changes over. But before it's hechmetz, though, even though we said a sword before, it has the koyach of the pri inside it. But our kopon according to Yochanan ben Uri, you go bosa the way it looks now, and since now it looks like water, it would only have a lach of water, not of yayin, not of a pri. So that would be another Pshana Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Now the Gemara says, O plegi the Rabbi Lozo, he argues on Rabbi Lozo. So Rashi says, Hold the Yomer of Nachman, that's what Rabbi Nachman said before, that Beshehechmetz Machloikis, that the Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, if Temet has a shame yayin or water, that's only talking about after it fermented already. So that's what Rabbi Nachman said, he argues on Rabbi Lozo. Why? The Yomer Rabbi Lozo, Hakul Moedim, everybody agrees, Shem Afrishin Olov Mimokim Achar, you cannot be Mafrish Truma. Hakul Moedim is even Rabbi Yehuda about this temet. Again, when you poured the water over the sediments, Shem Afrishin Olov Mimokim Achar, Mitemet Achar, means if you have this temet here and you want to take off Truma Samaisers, you have to begafka take off from this temet itself and not from a different drink onto this drink. Elim came Hechmetz. Only if the temet already started to ferment. Rashi says, temet zeshu bol l'sakran l'hafresh olav. Mimokim achar, when do you take maisus, truma, from another temet onto this, only if this temet already started to ferment, then for sure it's called the pri. But where does Rabbi Yehuda himself say that you could be mafresh, or you have a chiv to be mafresh truma, mineyu bay from it itself? That's before it was hechmetz. So according to Rabbi Lozzi, you see that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Temet is called a pri even before it started to ferment. So it's not a vade pri, it's like a suffix pri. Therefore, you cannot eat it or drink it before you take off truma samaisus. But it's only a suffix if it's called a pri yet, so therefore you have to take off truma samaisus minei obey from it itself. So that's why you see that Rabbi Lezer argues what Rav Nachman said before. Now, v'yad kan loy mechay v'yudele minei obey. When does Rabbi Yehuda say that this temet before it was hechmetz, that you have to take off Trumas and Maisers, only Mineya Bay from it itself. Ava Miyal Maloi, but you cannot take off Trumas and Maisers from other drinks, from other temet onto this. Why? Because you have to be afraid, Dilma Osir Leafrushi may become to take off, Min Achiv Alaptur, like maybe the other temet is really Mechuyiv in Trumas and Maisers. And this one here, maybe it's not called Yayin, it's Alaptur, or it's the opposite way. But Min Aptur, maybe the other one really is Poto, Al-Achiv, this one is Chayiv. So therefore, true, according to Abiyud, it's like a suffix whether it's called Yayin or not. So therefore, if you're going to take off Truma Samaisus from it itself, from this big gallon here, you have to take off a little bit of the gallon itself for Truma Samaisus. And not to use other temets apart to this whole gallon. So according to the Shita, even according to Abiyud holds that even before Hechmetz, also at least it's a suffix if it's called a pri or not. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, look like this. Ha-temed, if you have this drink, this temed, before it started to ferment, so again, we consider it like it's water. And therefore, let's say it's tamei. There's a special halacha that when water is tamei, you know how you metire it. It's not again like you be tovelin in the mikvah. There's no din tefillah oichlin, has no tefillah in the mikvah. There's only a special halacha by water, it's called hashaka. That if the water comes in contact with the water of the mikvah, that's metire this water. But only water. Therefore, this temet, before it started to ferment, halacha is, mashikoi b'mayim. All you have to do is just put the